Now, Dominic, if we could come back to you, Isaac Lee has got in touch to say that he learned about extreme forms of bacteria living in an absence of sunlight in caves with sulfuric acid. And he was wondering, could that sort of life, what we call extremophile bacteria, could that sort of thing survive on Mars?
Well, that's a fascinating question. And I think if there's one thing we've really learned in astrobiology in the last few years, it's that it's very risky to rule out any environment as not being able to support life. I think in the past, people tended to be quite prescriptive about what conditions you need for life to be possible. But time and again, we've discovered these extremophile bacteria that can live in really bizarre and surprising environments, like the acid environments which Isaac mentions. We've also found bacteria that can live in hot springs at temperatures of 90 degrees centigrade or on the bottom of the ocean in environments where there's no sunlight that could give these ecosystems energy. Now, having said all of that, the surface of Mars is a very harsh environment, even by the standards of the places where we found extremophile bacteria on Earth. It's bathed in ultraviolet radiation from the sun because Mars's atmosphere is so thin and doesn't have any ozone layer to absorb that ultraviolet radiation. And it's also bombarded by the solar wind because Mars has no magnetic field like the Earth to deflect the flow of charged particles from the sun. So there have been estimates in the past couple of years that a DNA-based life form would probably need to live more than 7 metres below the surface in order to be protected from that radiation so that the DNA molecules weren't themselves broken apart by those radiation particles. And of course, we've also landed probes on the surface of Mars and we've done surface chemistry experiments. And those, I think most people would agree, have shown that there isn't life on Mars. There are, of course, a few doubters, but I think if you read the papers written by the doubters, they tend to focus on a few single anomalous results, which were probably caused by instrumentation issues, and tend to ignore the broader context of many more results which have shown that there is no evidence of life on the surface. Now, having said all of that, Mars was probably a much more hospitable planet in the past. We think there was liquid water on the surface, we think it had a thicker atmosphere, and we think it may have had a magnetic field which would have deflected the solar wind. And it is possible that life might have been present on Mars in the past, and it might still survive beneath the surface, where it's probably warmer, and there might be liquid water still present today. The problem, of course, is burrowing down beneath the surface of Mars to find it. And that was something which the ill-fated Beagle 2 probe wanted to do. Unfortunately, of course, Beagle 2 never returned any data and it almost certainly crashed on landing. But I think this is going to be a question which will keep people fascinated for many years to come, because it's a very difficult problem to dig a deep hole on the surface of Mars, and there could be life forms down there.
Well, thank you very much, Dominic, and thank you, Isaac, for your question. If anyone else has any questions or comments for us, then you can get in touch by email to astronomy@thenakedscientists.com.
Expand your mind and Neptune in. Naked Astronomy, the stellar space science show. For more episodes of this programme, look us up online at nakedscientists.com/astronomy.